雅思口语新周刊每月都去考一场。大家好，我是每个月会去参加一场考试 Jason。今天和大家分享讨论一下关于 Part 2当中的高频话题，叫做精力充沛的人物相关。原题这样说的，叫做 Describe an energetic person that you know， 你所知道熟知的一个精力充沛的人。开门见山，三个思路。首先交代人物本身，我想说的人是我的父亲，我的爸爸，大概55岁的样子。然后呢，特别喜欢骑行，而且工作、生活、学习，还有陪伴家人什么的，安排的特别明明白白、妥妥当当的，把基本信息带入。其次强调他的特征点，最精力充沛的事儿是骑行。我说的这件事情是真的，他能够骑几百公里甚至上千公里，可能要骑十几到二十天从一个城市到另外一个城市，很厉害的。而且呢，他在做这些事儿的时候呢，不会影响工作呀，不会耽误陪伴我和妈妈的时间呢，哎，把他的一个特别精力充沛的一个点带入。第三结尾强调呢，他对我的一个影响。那我觉得呢，其实我的父亲能做这样的一件事儿，除了他对爱好的坚持能力很强之外呢，他的耐心 patience 很重要。你想象一下，在路上开车开个1000公里我都不爱开，但骑车能骑1000公里特别厉害吧。这样来看的话呢，三者贯穿回答符合逻辑。首先介绍人物基本细节，说的爸爸脾气好，有爱好，对吧？那而且呢是这样的一个基本情况。其次把他的一些精力充沛的点带入。第三结尾强调对我的影响很正能量，还有一种引导。这样来看，三者贯穿回答符合逻辑。话不多讲，五秒钟看一下今天内容该如何过渡出来。
Well, actually, the energetic person that I'm familiar with and I'm willing to talk about is my father. Apparently, he has good temper, usually with a smile of joy on face, very gentle in life and his work. You know what? He's a big fan of cycling, and now he's over 55 years old. Quite older, I mean, seriously. During the past few years, he used to travel different cities in my country with his favorite bike. I'm not kidding, seriously. For example,from Beijing to Qingdao, from Tianjin to Beijing. Normally, he would spend a couple of weeks on the road, which in my consideration quite amazing. More importantly, you know what, he could find a balanced way between his personal interests and his work. He actually got two long vacations each year and one annual leave each year, maybe 90 days in general. Quite a long time, right? In the meantime, he would also be quite efficient at his work.What I'm trying to say is that he must be full of something every day. Plus, he had to spend some time with my mom and me as well. I mean it. He's full of energy, undoubtedly. For me, I've learned a lot. I mean, I've learned something one or two on my father. One is about time management. Another is about his patience. Imagine that, spending a couple of weeks on the road, just on a bike. I'll find it like a boring journey for sure. But he could do it well. Till now,With the help of his bike and his personal interest, he has been to many places of my country. So he's a great person to me. So that's it.
那在结尾呢，Jason强调了一下我的父亲对我的一个影响，两点。第一呢，就是他能够很好的做时间管理，可能工作和爱好之间有一个权衡点，而且还能陪伴家人。第二呢，就是说他的坚持性。我说的是真事儿啊，就是他能够骑车从一个城市到另外一个城市，最多我知道的是骑了好像20多天，跟他的骑友们，我觉得真的非常厉害。让我开车可能开几百公里上千公里我都不爱开，他能骑行，强调出来他非常坚韧不拔的一个品格，一个 patience， 一个坚持性。这样来看，更多的引导出来我在他身上学到的东西。考官接下来就问了，那你的父亲对你影响大吗？那你觉得都学到了什么呀？形成更多话题的比对比较好说。好，说几个小的细节。第一个强调呢，我的爸爸脾气很好，总是满面笑容。
Good temper, usually put a smile of joy on face.
第二个，骑行爱好者。
Big fan of cycling.
第三，在我看来。
In my consideration.
最后，年假。假期除了可以说 vacation 或者 holiday 之外呢，年假叫什么？
Annual leave.
这样来看，把一些小的细节带进来，让文章更加具有说服力。好，那今天这期节目呢就录制到这里。如果大家有更多的问题，还是可以 follow WeChat， WeChat ID B17693917 B17693917。希望今天这样期节目可以带给你们帮助，谢谢。